local time is 1:05 we arrived.
In his normal life, he sat at a desk all day on the other side of the Atlantic in America. An unassuming man who frequently had to remind others of his name. But that all changed every time he landed in Santorini, Greece. Something about the beaches of Santorini, Greece had a profound, transformative effect on him. That was where he'd met her. She was a goddess in every sense of the word, whose very essence drove him wild. They never told each other their real names. They only went by their pseudonyms. He was Adonis, and she was Aphrodite. These weren't just names, however. They were identities. For when he looked at her, he didn't see a mortal woman. He saw the goddess of love, and he became the legendary Adonis, a mortal so irresistible that not even a goddess could resist him. Like clockwork, every 3 months they'd meet in a hotel room overlooking the Aegean Sea for exactly 24 hours. She spent those past 3 months awaiting this day, sitting on her cloud, as it were, awaiting her return to Earth. She'd felt the same way the 3 months before that, and before that. In fact, she'd lost track of the number of times they'd met up, but no matter how many times they'd met, it hadn't diminished the sensual appeal. If anything, the anticipation had only heightened. And it gave her an additional spring in her step, quickening her pace to see her beloved Adonis just a little bit sooner. He arrived at the hotel room where the bottle had been left on ice for him, just as he'd asked. With a veneer of calm covering the overwhelming anticipation, he awaited the goddess's arrival. Fortunately, he found solace in the ritual, which he could use to distract himself from his desires and the memories the two of them had created in the past. It would only be one night, as it always was, so it would need to be satisfying enough to hold the both of them over until the next time they met. Fortunately, the Santorini beaches had never failed to provide them both a night to remember. But it wasn't just the beaches that had that effect on him. No, she completed the transformation, and no amount of time was too long to wait for his immortal mistress. And at last, she'd arrived. He gazed into her eyes as he handed her the glass of rosé. Those eyes he hadn't seen for months, that may as well have been eons. How he longed to be that wine glass, gently caressed by her lips. But as delicious as the wine was, she was playing coy, and what she really wanted was a taste of him. Off in the distance, a street musician took out her violin and began to play. To Aphrodite, it was as if she was playing just for them. Adonis offered her his hand, daintily, without betraying his inner strength. She took his hand and stood up with him, leaning her body against his, feeling his steady heartbeat and taking in the subtle smell of his cologne. They swayed with the music, relaxed, falling into the rhythm and the comfort of each other, embracing and appreciating the moment they'd waited months for, Even though he didn't want to end the dance, he couldn't help but desire her more, fully. He wanted to throw her against the table and ravish her. And that's all she wanted him to do to her. But words could never end the dance. Only a kiss could do that. And so, he looked longingly into her eyes, pausing just for an instant that lasted a lifetime, and leaned forward, kissing her. She felt his hands explore every inch of her body, leaving a trail of goosebumps in their wake, all while he continued to kiss her. He grabbed onto her hips, pulling the goddess tightly against him without a hint of hesitation. She felt his mouth on hers, a kiss that left anything any of the gods could offer her in the dust. He kissed her neck as she leaned into his sturdy comfort, and though she was thousands of miles away from the place where she lived, she'd never felt more at home than she did in his arms. All that time he'd spent away from her in Hades melted away from his memory while he was with her. All of that had happened to a different person. With her, he was her lover, and her lover alone. His sturdy hands explored her body, taking in her perfect form that no sculptor could ever hope to replicate. But not just any goddess, the goddess of love, whose beauty could send men to war, risking their lives for her without an ounce of regret. It was hard to believe that a mere man could do this to her. Each touch sent a bolt of Zeus's lightning through her. True, they would part ways tomorrow, but that was the furthest thing from Adonis's mind. Kronos had frozen the moment for them, allowing them to take all the time they needed. He could feel her body aching for him. He leaned her back against the table, and she opened her legs for him, giving him a glimpse of heaven. He reached his hand underneath her skirt, rubbing his palm over the inside of her thighs, daring to tease the goddess with his deliberateness. She was wet, longing for his touch, but appreciating his masterful skill in forcing her to wait. When she finally felt his fingers on the most sensitive spot on her perfect body, she felt a slight release, followed by an immediate desire for more. His light touch became stronger, pushing his fingers against her clitoris, drawing small Olympic rings around it. And if this had been an Olympic event, he would have taken the gold, along with the silver and bronze. There was no competition. He slid her underwear off of her hips and down her legs, as long and strong as ancient columns holding up the Colosseum, then returned to touching her. She was ready for him, more than ready. She needed him. He slid his fingers into her sweet ambrosia, continuing his circular motion, using the lyrical sounds of her pleasure to guide him. Her moans were the stuff of legends. She leaned forward, kissing him and unbuttoning his shirt. She wanted to give him the same enjoyment he'd been giving her. She slid his hard cock out of his pants and took a second to admire its beauty before loosely taking him in her hand and putting it in her mouth. Her skill was unmatched, and he leaned his head back, both focusing on the intense pleasure she was giving him, and holding back to allow the feeling to last as long as possible, daring not disappoint the great Aphrodite. Her excitement was getting the better of her, and she felt herself losing control, gripping him tighter and tasting him. It was too much. She had to have him inside her. He looked down at her when she stopped, and they locked eyes, sending unspoken messages to each other. It was time. She didn't need to wait for him to tell her again. She put her hips again and sat down as he pierced her with his mighty arrow, penetrating her mythically. Being inside her was like being whisked away from the earth and into the clouds. Though he was a mere mortal, she made him feel like a god. And that's what she wanted more than anything. She removed her top. He complied, taking her nipples into his mouth as she gyrated on top of him.